I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has posthumously awarded the Medal of Freedom to Charlie Kirk in a live ceremony from the White House with wife Erica Kirk on hand to accept it.
So we hold his memory in our hearts forever. Every single day of this administration, we will continue to carry out the mission for which he lived. And he really did. He lived for this country. He lived for his wife and his family, but he lived for this country, too. In Charlie's honor, we will continue like we have been to fight, and to win. We're going to win so much.
Kirk, a crucial Trump ally and organizer of the MAGA movement, was fatally shot September 10th as he was holding one of his events at Utah Valley University. The U.S. military has struck another suspected drug-carrying boat in the waters off of Venezuela. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
President Trump said six people aboard the vessel were killed in the strike and no U.S. forces were harmed. It's the fifth deadly strike in the Caribbean as the Trump administration has asserted it's treating alleged drug traffickers as unlawful combatants. On Capitol Hill, some Republicans want more information from the White House on the legal justification and details of the strikes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Julie Walker reports on the latest comments from the Federal Reserve Chairman.
Powell's comments Tuesday in a speech to the National Association of Business Economics suggests that the Fed will likely cut its key interest rate twice more this year.
Based on the data we do have, it's fair to say that the outlook for employment and inflation does not appear to have changed much since our September meeting.
That's when the Fed reduced its key rate for the first time this year. Powell also says although some important government data has been delayed due to the shutdown, they routinely review a wide variety of public and private sector data that have remained available. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. A British church has sparked outrage, Michael Harrington explains.
Canterbury Cathedral has allowed a gay poet to install graffiti inside the sanctuary that questions the authority of God and his goodness. The graffiti includes questions such as, why did you create hate when love is more powerful, and why all the suffering? Outrage over the display is surging all throughout the Christian world. Canterbury Cathedral was founded in 597 and is the seat of the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Anglican Church. Michael Harrington reporting.
A pastor of a prominent underground church in China was detained by the police last week, along with a number of parishioners. They may face charges of illegal dissemination of religious content via the Internet. The pastor there of the Zion Church was held at his home along with some of the others. Zion Church is among the largest house churches that are unregistered with the Chinese authorities. They defy Chinese government restrictions. This is SRN News. House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize for securing a ceasefire in Gaza.
It's truly, truly historic. For generations, we have aspired to peace in the Middle East, everyone around the world, and now President Trump has delivered it.
And Speaker Johnson says it's too late for 2025, but he'll nominate the president for 2026. A California engineer and gardener walks away with a top prize in a pumpkin weighing contest. More on that from correspondent Keith Peters.
Brandon Dawson of Santa Rosa clinched victory Monday at the 52nd World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay. His giant pumpkin weighed 2,346 pounds. He says his four-year-old son now pays attention to the growing process, especially since giant pumpkins can grow 50 to 70 pounds a day. Keith Peters, Washington.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.